Here we are for now, let's enjoy the journey. Hi everyone, and welcome to Enjoy the Journey. This is Mars Camerdoodle. I play video games, if that's your thing. So here we are again, talking about another game that I just finished a few minutes ago on the Windows PC. So before I forget all about it, while the hype's still there. No, I took down notes. This is the first time I actually took down notes of the game I played as I was playing with it. So I'm going to read my notes out loud while I play it. It's a short game, as always. It's not those really long and very topsy-turvy narrative kind of games. It's very straightforward narrative, but very nice, especially for the cozy gamer aesthetic that a lot of us are getting into. So we're gonna deal with that right after I check if this sound is up to speed. All right, the sound is good, so let's get into the game that I bought yesterday and finished today. I love those kinds of games. You don't have to spend an entire month working on it. A weekend is enough. It'll suffice your need to finish a game from and be satisfied that one check onto that game. Okay, so our game is actually, I only saw it recently on my Instagram followings, the ones that I follow. And they, you know, those three games that you would like to play if you're into the cozy game aesthetic. So this is one of them. So after saving it onto my notes, I went to Steam and checked it out. And yay! It's on sale. So, woohoo! Actually, prior to this, the first couple of minutes into the game, I streamed it on my Facebook account. Yes, I have a Facebook account, everyone. I have a Facebook page. It's called Mars Camerdoodle, and I play video games there too. So most of my streaming is whatever I can get my hands on, wherein my streaming setup is good and working. And face reveal, I have a couple of videos there with my face splashed on it. So go ahead and check it out if you're more visual than you are auditory. So for those who are into podcasts, we got Enjoy the Journey by Mars Camerdoodle. For those who are into eye candy and stuff, you're more visual, head on over to Mars Camerdoodle Facebook page. So let's proceed to Assemble with Care. So that's the name of the game. And it's old by my standards. But remember when I said that I am very late? I am a late reviewer. Well, I am very late in this case. 2019. So, pre-pandemic. Oh my goodness. But I only encountered this game now. So, it was released on the Mac OS and the iOS in 2019. Windows a year later. And in Mars timeline, actually, it's still within the reasonable timeline for Mars. Okay, so it was available as one of the launch titles of the Apple Arcade, which is a good place to look for an easy pick-me-up or casual game that you can just finish in one sitting if you really want to. But let's go into this one. So Assemble with Care was created or developed by Us2 Games. Oh, one of my favorite game developers. So they, it's a single-player puzzle game, really. So for those who are into this kind of thing, this could be a game for you. So let me read my notes so that I can deviate away from my website searching stuff. So in my notes, gameplay-wise, so you are Maria. You play as Maria. She's the main character. And you follow her through her journeys as she goes around restoring things wherever she comes across. So right now, or in the game, she is in the Spanish town of Bella Riva. It's a fictional town. And for a Spanish town, the people who the residents of the town have a very good British accent. Anyway, and Maria has an American accent, but we never really know where Maria's from. It's just that her backstory is that she's a restorer. She comes from a family of restorers, people who like restoring antiques and repairing stuff rather than throwing them away. And she is searching for herself. She's soul searching, and she come across this town where our story starts. So in this town, she comes across certain characters within the game who require her assistance in restoring random items in that they've broken. So this is set sometime in the 80s, so most of the items that they've been asked, that she's been asked to fix, are mostly 80 retro style gadgets, such as the cassette recorder, the analog phone, neon lights, and the first generation handhelds in the market. There's also a vinyl record player. They also have that other cassette player, the bigger, bulkier one before the really small Walkman-y kind of ones. That's a brand, but the Walkman is the smaller one. There's that bigger one that's like a size of a shoebox, so there's that too. And those really pretty music box, jewelry box kind of thing. And of course, the classic watch on the wrist. So she gets to fix them all, and there is a backstory for every reason why that item has significant value to the owner, and you understand why they were repaired rather than replaced. You actually just encounter four people, but they have a lot of items that are broken, so you go fix on those, or you go fix it. So it is a point and click game, so it's nicer on the mouse. However, as I was playing it, especially when for 80s people, you know that fixing something techy or gadgety requires that you use a screwdriver, and having to unscrew a screw using a mouse, though it's very easy, the flow from mouse to PC is good. However, I feel that you could actually do this better if it were a VR game. That would be awesome, right? You would virtually unscrew something, hold a screwdriver and stuff. But then again, I would rather think, then why not just fix the one that's in your house? And I've got plenty in my house. We have so much antique stuff here, 80s antique stuff. I actually have that cassette player I mentioned, that giant one. It's in my room. I just need to fix it and find the tape to use on it. Okay, so going back. So I personally think, I played it on the Windows, on my giant monitor, which is actually a TV screen, which I'm using as a monitor. And I find it better than Windows, since it's available on you can also play it on a mobile phone, since it's available on the iOS. But I like it better on a bigger screen, even if I use the keyboard and mouse as my controllers. Gives me more chance to immerse myself in the story, to focus on it rather than hold it in a handheld and not catch the storyline, because the narrative is very adult-like. It really talks about the significance of items towards people and the memories that you hold on to, in that you associate to these said retro items. And this is the 80s, okay? So, what else? What is written here? There are parts of the game that I find difficult, like especially when they're very technical, but it doesn't matter much in the game as long as you accomplish the goal. Like, there's a part there wherein you have to put glue, and of course it's hard to manipulate glue on a surface with a mouse. And then there's also a part there that says that I have to draw a leaf on a cappuccino, and that wasn't the leaf I drew. I have no idea what that was. So there's that. And then every time you clean or every time you repair something, you have a cup of coffee on the side. So it's like, okay, fine, you have a snack in between in case you're stumped. And then I realized when you click on the coffee, that's actually the pause, which allows you to either proceed, think about it, pause the game, or exit the game. And I guess the reason why it's easy for me is because, being an 80s kid, I know the general interface that goes beyond underneath the plasticky portion of items. I mean, I tinker with stuff as well whenever I need to. It saves money for repairs and stuff. So I like with the parts where you plug one plug to another, you sort of get that unscrewing stuff as well. You know that you have to just really turn the whole thing 360 so to find what you're looking for, and to set them all aside, of course, in a proper organized way so you don't lose the parts. Okay, especially the screws. Maria has a small cup where you put all the screws in. You don't have to put them all one by one, but at least all the screws are there, and all you need to do is just get one. Doesn't matter. At least the screws doesn't matter. Okay, so retro style art. Love the art as always. It's a little watercolory. Not distinct on the edges, but it's a watercolory sign. It shows the fanciful beachy style of Bella Riva because it is a coastal town. And you're there during a festival, so of course, bright, colorful, festive colors there. And the way the characters really put a lot of effort in it, or at least the voice actors who voice the characters put a lot of effort into making the story sound very emotional, even if it's just a matter of restoring things. Okay, so kudos to the art design team and to the voice acting team for this game. So let me read my notes. Okay, so credits portion, you only actually have 13 chapters, so you pick 13 items and the game ends there. Okay, how actually 12 items, that's the main storyline, and then you have an epilogue, and that's your 13th item, but it's not Maria who creates to fixes it, so I'm not gonna spoil that for you, but it's your last fixing thing for the game. Okay, so at the end you have the credits, you click them manually so you can really spend time, number one, listening to the soundtrack, which is also available on Steam. Okay, that's actually the bigger memory guzzling thing on my PC. And then you can of course read every page that contains the credits portion of the game, from the people who created it up all the way to the people that they thank, their special thanks file. Okay, so funny enough, for a puzzle game, for a very short puzzle game, it's 2 gigabytes. But that includes the Assemble with Care soundtrack. So when you go on Steam now, it's on sale. That's one. And even with that sale, you get the game and the soundtrack in the bundle. So if you're just looking for something nice and easy to start with, you can put it on your checklist at top 10 things, that top 10 games you've finished in the 2023. Check it out. Okay. So this game made me cry. warning, this game deals again with a couple of themes such as death in the family and family concerns and stuff. Not so dark, but life stuff that if you're not ready for that, maybe come back to this game when you are ready for that. Okay, so I quoted something which made me feel that this game is appealing to my senses. So we don't have to replace what is broken. Sometimes all it needs is a caring hand to fix it. Which unfortunately, in this time and age, we're so disposable. We're so into disposable stuff. It's so easy to throw stuff away. And then you realize you don't create memories with stuff you throw away. They're inanimate objects like a record player or a camera. But as you think about it, when you find some attachment to them, that's when you start to value these items and hold them close to your heart. Not everyone can understand this, especially for those who don't want to put attachment to inanimate objects. But it's also handy to understand that sentiment is still something that's still very much alive in this day and age. And if we don't have this, we will always take things for granted. I think the pandemic taught us that, right? To take things into a new perspective so that we can become better people about it. Okay, of course, we learn things from the things we do. And, oh, I learned something from this game. Okay, so there. Easy game to play. If I want to put them all into hours, I can finish this in an afternoon. Okay, so you can finish this game in an afternoon. It's not that hard to do. It's easy enough after the first couple of tries. And they give instructions at the beginning, so they'll guide you through it. And they'll also tell you if something's missing before you close everything up. So, and since it's 2019, I saw a walkthrough somewhere on the internet. I didn't open it, but I saw it was available. So this is Assemble with Care by Us 2 Games, available on Windows, Mac, and iOS. Steam has it, and it's on sale along with its really beautiful soundtrack. Go and check it out before the sale ends, or whatever, however they do it when sales end or the amount goes back there. So beautiful game right there again. So I'm happy with the games I've been buying this 2023. Goes to show that I guess the gaming industry is really more the people my age, so I can relate to a lot of the narratives that they're doing. Even if they are fictional, they sort of hit home very much these days. Okay, and I love that they're not that long. They're not like days or months level long until you finally finish it, and you don't need a complete ending, you just finish it. Again, because it's a Steam game, there are achievements unlocked, and of course, it gets recorded on your Steam account whenever you do. For every item you accomplish, you have a reward. But as I check my Steam game, apparently there's a way you do it wherein you get the bigger reward. So I'm like, okay, I don't need that. I'm just happy finishing the game as it is. So, again, Assemble with Care. Us 2 Games, Windows, Mac OS, iOS, currently on sale. Thank you so much for listening. Next episode on the way. See you guys. Bye.